just received notice. It has started snowing in Payson within the last 10 minutes.
Yahoo!
That's about a mile, right?
5,000 feet.
Yep.
Payson. Yeah.
So there's a little lower snow than line. A
mile. Yeah.
So we go from quail hunting to skiing.
Right. All on the same day.
We're skiing at quail hunt.
That's what I was going to say. Could you do some cross country or find some downhill slopes?
We generally refer to that as bird watching.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Especially before September. Right?
Andrew, good morning, sir. Welcome to the program. Thank you for the call. He got in by dialing 1-888-767-4348. Andrew.
Yeah, hi. I've got two giant Oregon pipe cacti in my front yard. One of them is just under a mesquite tree, and it's totally growing like crazy. And one's just big and fat, and I don't know what to do. If I should cut them down and plant something new, or if there's a way to trim them.
Well, you can take the arms off of Oregon pipe or any type of cactus that's an arm grower like that. You could literally, take the whole arm off if you find where it comes off the base of the cactus, and either just remove it and get rid of it, or replant it somewhere else. The one that's under the mesquite is probably really stretching and growing fast because it's in the shade of the mesquite. So it's going to get elongated and stretchy and maybe floppy, and it might be best, removed or relocated.
I think they're a little big to relocate at this point.
Okay. Well, that's where you can take, if you wanted to go to the trouble of, taking them and removing arms or limbs, if you want to think of it that way, and replanting those or doing it that way, that's fine. Otherwise, if it's getting, it's probably in a bad spot. Thomas could talk about that's a lot of the cause of a lot of our improper pruning, is because we started off with the wrong plant in the wrong place to begin with, and then we're trying to make something work that's we're trying to control size of something that that's hard to do and do properly. So.
Right. One thing that's worth mentioning is that's how those plants grow in the wild. So if you've got a natural desert and you're concerned about that plant growing up through the tree, that's how they grow out in the desert. When an Oregon pipe finds its lucky stars to be underneath a mesquite to where it's going to get the shade that it needs and it can become a fairly large specimen, you're going to see them poke themselves right up through the tree and take the beating of a lifetime as that tree starts to whip around in the wind. So as far as aesthetics value, as Jay points out, you can cut the arms off and plant those if you want that Oregon pipe to flourish in a different location, and then just remove the, for lack of a better word, the mother plant.
The stump,
And then go on from there. But if you're concerned about how it looks in your yard, if your yard looks anywhere close to a natural desert, or you're in North Scottsdale or someplace like that where they kind of built the homes around the desert environment, then it's going to be as natural looking as
those,
it would be.
Those little areas under the palaverees and mesquites are a little microclimates of their own, and that's where stuff, it stays wetter longer, it's shaded, so you get all kinds of stuff growing in those areas that wouldn't grow out.
So a seed
gets there or whatever, and that thing proliferates because it has a great little spot to grow. But from a landscape design standpoint, it's not always the handiest thing to have as a great big Oregon pipe growing up through the middle of a mesquite tree. So you're probably long term, you just need to move it if you don't have another place to plant anymore. Probably get a few people to take those Oregon pipe arms off your hands. They're not the cheapest thing to buy in the world. And, one thing about cactus is they are, other than thorny and a little hard to handle, they're pretty easy to propagate and replant.
And that Oregon pipe's, like Jay points out, it's a fairly expensive species. So if you are going to attempt that, I'd plant them in the soil next to the mother plant, as it were, because in that environment is the one that they're most used to, and then the one that they're probably most capable of rooting and then becoming transplantable to a pot and then moving to a neighbor's house or
whatever. And he had mentioned that he thought it was too big to move, but at that Arizona Community Tree Council shade, they had a truck there that had a scoop on the end that could move a tree that was 50 feet tall.
You need the room to get that truck.
Practicality
might not hit
and,
that.
And, and the ability are two completely different things.
Without damaging the tree, moving that truck in there would probably be pretty tough.
Now, out of complete curiosity, I would assume if you went through an arborist school back where the leaf peepers are or in the Northwest, that's one thing. In Arizona, when you're going through arborist, do cactus come up at all?
Not in the training classes. No, because it's an international school, they kind of broad-based train you, so you're familiar with deciduous trees as well as trees in your own area. And then, although cactus are considered trees in Arizona, Arizona is unique in the regard that that's the only place they're considered trees. So.
The only place with saguaros. I think California has a few here and there and a few in New Mexico. But
saguaros, not so much. You'll find the Joshua trees and the Oregon pipe cactus and that sort of thing. So
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. We're in the garden with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery and special guest Thomas Deegan, a member of the Arizona Community Tree Council. We have almost a full line of calls, Shirley and Cindy, as well as an open line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-Rosie for you.
Keep Rosie on the House, the number one referral directory in the state, by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.